Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting third. The right fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tony Peete. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Dietrich. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Dietrich. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, G. Walker. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Schoolboy Rowe. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Schoolboy Rowe. And now, play ball. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Walker. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Appling applying the tag. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer takes first base on ball four. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin takes first base on ball four. Gehringer moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sewell for a passed ball. Gehringer moves to third. Goslin moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bonura moves to third. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes bunts towards the mound. Rowe fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bonura scores. Appling moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rowe fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Appling moves to third. Hayes moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Appling scores. One out. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich bunts towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Hayes moves to third. Pete moves to second. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker, who is chasing the ball. Radcliffe reaches third base with a triple. Hayes scores. Pete scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosenthal is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Owen moves to second. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe hits a fly ball into right field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Owen scores. Cochran moves to third. It's 4-1, White Sox. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Goslin moves to second. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Goslin moves to third. Simmons moves to second. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goslin scores. Simmons scores. Owen moves to third. It's 4-3, White Sox. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Cochran hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Owen scores. Rogel moves to second. It's White Sox, 4, Tigers, 4. Sugar Cane now pitching. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 0-1 in the game. Rowe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayes strikes out. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burns for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Sugar Cane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cane hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gehringer scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosenthal hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Owen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. 1 out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cochran hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 0 for 2 in the game. Rowe hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pete hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Simmons. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Sugar Cane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cane is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cane hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Sewell trying to get to home. Goslin throws the ball into Cochran, who tags Sewell, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 3 in the game. Rosenthal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Radcliffe moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 3 in the game. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Radcliffe moves to third. Rosenthal moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rowe fields it and throws to second for the out. Radcliffe scores. Rosenthal moves to third. One out. It's 5-4, White Sox. Roxy Lawson now pitching. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Goslin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 5, Tigers, 5. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a pop-up for an out with unknown description. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Owen takes first base on ball 4. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Rogel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Owen moves to third. Clint Brown now pitching. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Rogel moves to second. JoJo White pinch hits for Roxy Lawson. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Owen scores. Rogel scores. Cochran moves to third. It's 7-5, Tigers. Salty Parker pinch runs for Mickey Cochran. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rosenthal throws the ball into Hayes, who tags Walker trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Parker scores. White moves to third. 2 outs. It's 8-5, Tigers. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-4 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burns for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. JoJo White now playing center field. Ray Hayworth now catching. Vic Sorrell now pitching. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mulehaus pinch hits for Tony Pete. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Haas reaches second base with a double. Hayes moves to third. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Hayes scores. One out. It's 8-6, Tigers. Dixie Walker pinch hits for Clint Brown. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.